a person that's a chum sheish per sakana in his house before Shabbos. That's in Meir Shabbos. So kivon b'shoygu l'kimitnim that we just put on. So let you see always the Shabbos and it's the muksanami letter. The amedes l'shchit oisa ben hashmoshes afilu b'shabbos and shem chel b'kuch nefesh tefet the Shabbos. But this person has a sick person in his house. So really, you allow a shech for that person even on Shabbos. See, you don't know you only shech it for yourself. So according to Rabbi Meir Shita, since you did the aver of the shogeg, you allow to eat from it. Aye, it's muksa. In this case, it wouldn't be muksa, because you had a chum in your house, so it's not muksa. If so, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said also, to yourself, kagoyin shoyi lo chaylo vivri. The case must be that true, you had a sick person, but he got better. But now that he got better, you have no help to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, Rashi says, Vivri, hayoyim b'Shabbos. Sisa isa muksa, like this doctor, no isa muksa. Because ben hashmoshos, there was a chol in the house. Therefore, it's talma machoikas of Yudah and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, b'shegig is mutatit. According to Rabbi Yudah, b'yosatit, because it's a shegig. Since you did a malach of Shabbos b'shegig, according to Rabbi Yudah, that's also b'achilo. Zmer said, v'chihor d'yomer of Acho bar'ada. Omer Rav. V'yamer l'an some say, Omer Rav Yitzhah bar'ada. Omer Rav. That ha'shoychit l'chayla b'shabbos, if somebody shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, also labori, it's also for a healthy person to eat from it. It's only a sick person can eat from it, him it's pekuch nefesh, it's mutter, but a healthy person not allowed to eat from it. That's the shechita. But ha'mavash l'chayla b'shabbos, let's say if you cook food for a sick person on Shabbos, then mut labori, then even a healthy person not eat from it. The question is, my time, what's the difference? The answer is, hi, royal lochus. That if it's food, it wasn't muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, it was edible. So even though you cooked it now, since you did it leheter, for a chola, even a healthy person could eat from it. But for high, any royal lochus. But here, it's not edible. This food is a shechita. Since before Shabbos, it was like muksa, you couldn't eat from it. So even though it's muta tekshech for a sick person, but for a bori, it's also. Rashi says, my time, my boss, Rabbi Chozer, my bori. But Hashmosh is lochos chai. Enkan is the muksa, Shabbos nami enkan. By sheichit, that's food. But hai sheichit, Rashi says, lo hoye ben Hashmosh re lochos. Viki is the muksa. Avagad viki Shabbos leka. That koponim, there'll be an is the muksa on it. That since ben Hashmosh wasn't edible, this live animal, therefore muksa would be. His Rashi says, that thing was says, kihar, at this time, is that Rav made that Tana be quiet, even though the Tana is going to according to Rabbi Meir, so Rav held the Pshat, is even though according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Easter Shabbos after Malacha, but it's also as Muksa. So you see, by Shchit, it's also as Muksa, it goes like this Tana. But this Tana said, only if you cook something, then it's Mutter for Bori to eat it. But if you make a Shchita, even when you shecht in Frecholah, still it's also for Bori to eat, because it remained Muksa. Hey, so Rav, that is the question of that Tana, holds like this Mandi Yom here. Yeah. Elmer says, Omer Papa says though, Pomin sometimes, Shashoichet Mutter. Sometimes even if you shecht an animal for a chayla, it's Mutter for Bori to eat from it. Where you had a sick person in the house ready from before Shabbos. So if you had Das to shecht it on Shabbos, therefore it's never Muksa. So, Mavashel, and sometimes even if you cook for a chayla, it's also for Bori to eat from it. What's the case? Let's say on Shabbos you had to cut off a pumpkin. So since the beginning of Shabbos it was attached to the ground, that's the chomaduk muksa. So even if you have das, it means nothing. That you can't be mechem since it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. So even though you know you have a chol in the house, even if you pull it off on Shabbos, you're allowed to cook for him, but a bori is not allowed to eat from it, remain muksa for bori, since it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. Omer Rav Dimi Minadori, Hilchus, what's the loch? Hashech the chol of Shabbos, Mutter Labori, Biyumtza. That you shecht for a sick person on Shabbos, so it's not muksa, and even a healthy person can eat it raw. He's not allowed to cook it, but he can eat it raw. Biyumtza means he can eat it raw. My time, what's the reason? Kivun di yesh le kazayis bosa. Bala shchita, since it's not possible to give even a kazayis of the meat for the chayla. unless you make a shkita on the animal, it's okay, koshoker, abayta b'chayla koshoket. When he shechts the animal, his whole purpose is only for this chayla. And that's behetah, the guy says, konas ha-foshi, he's not a shech for him. Therefore, even the boy is not eat from the meat. And mashallah, aloha, we don't have from the yisra muksa. Muksa, it's not, like we said before, since it was a piece of meat before, and still a piece of meat, it's uchul the yafrasu. So we have it's not called muksa. But hamavash, or lachayla b'shabbat, if you cook food, for somebody that's sick on Shabbos, also the bori, it's also for a healthy person to eat from that food. Why? Because they're from the other b'shvilei. Here we're afraid, if you have leftovers, that if the gzeirah, a bori can eat from it, you're afraid maybe at the beginning you'll add extra meat into the pot to cook up for the healthy person. So it's a gzeirah that even though it was cooked the heter on Shabbos for cholah, a healthy person should not eat from it. Vashegi b'shchiti can't be marba. Because you have to make a shchit, even though for one kizayis, you have to shecht our animal. So there's no gzera. But cooking up, it's a gzera. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ashrecha b'magli yad, if you make a shchit with a magli yad, that's a small type of a knife, Rashi says it has two sides to the knife, and both sides really could cut with. Just one side is good, is kosher, and the other side has dents in it, is possible. So the other, if you shechel on the right side with this magul yad, this hand knife-like, it's kosher. What about b'tzur? If you shechel also the other with a sharp stone, a sharp avenue, or also the corner with a reed, such ketosak shera. But the other, the shchit is kosher. Now hakol shechel, anybody can make the shchita. Ulyom shechel, anytime you want, you can make the shchita. We'll see more what the chiddush is. And with anything you can make a shchita, but chutz excluding minago kotir, that's this minago kotir, that's type of a knife. Rashi says minago kotir shekaitzim b'atzua, a knife they eat, and it has a lot of kimas, it has a lot of dents inside it, and they all turn towards one side, so therefore that like cuts the neck, it rips it, it doesn't cut it. So chutz minago kotir are dents. Fiyamagera, that's a regular sewer, also has a lot of dents in it. Fiyashinayim, you can't take teeth. Rashi says, Atchuv Melech Shabayim, you have a jaw of a behemoth, and you want to make a shkita with its teeth, also it's no good. And we have Tiparet Vuadin, if you have nails that are attached to the hand. And the reason is, the Mishnah's always last cases are, the Vnei Shein Chonkin, like when he strangles it. Rashi says, Shein Chonkin, it doesn't really cut this simonim, and the curtain only rips it. Because of the pekimus of the nuts or the dents it has there. So these last three knives, these are possible. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoichit mashma diyevedin, only b'diyevedin make a shkita with the magi yad of a tzur v'kona. For the chilulah, the chilulah can't make a shkita. So bishlema b'magi yad, I understand, no mosin l'mevi be the gisa. He said, the magi yad of this knife has two sides to it. One side is kosher for shkita, and the other side is possible. So the chilulah would tell you not to use such a knife, because you may come to shech from the wrong side. So it's good, why not chachila not? Ela tzur v'kona, l'chachila loy, why not? What's wrong with shechting with a sharp stone or with a reed? Or you say, tell him, l'chachila loy, we're going to have a question. It says, bakel shechting, you can shech with anything. Bein b'tzur, whether it's a sharp stone, bein b'tzur, with a piece of glass, bein b'krum mishakona, with a piece of reed. See, you must even l'chachila you've got to do with this. So now it says, l'kasha, kan b'tolish kan b'mchubur. If it's detached already from the ground, the reed, or the stone is already pulled out of the ground, out of the mountain, then you're allowed to make a shkita with it. But if it's still attached to the ground, that's our mishnah, so only be the yevid, not the chachila. But says the Yom Rav Kana, ha-sheikh b'mechub l'kaka, if you shech with a reed or something that's still attached to the ground, so Rebbe plays so. Rebbe holds that's a psul, that's Rebbe. But the Bechia Machshir, Bechia says no, it's kosher shkita. But at Kam Loi Kamashir, Bechia Le B'diyev, only B'diyev if he did it already. Avul Rechila Loi, but he agrees that Rechila, he's not going to make a shkita, that's something that's Mechubra Lekaka. He's not going to make it. Yeah. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's only B'diyev and not Rechila. Someone says, B'maya Kinta, who do you want to say how much he goes according to? Shrebechia, Udiyevet, that only Udiyevet is kosher, it's Mechubar. It is said, Elohot, the Tanarat, that we learned. Ba'akril Shechtin, you can check through anything. Bein B'tolosh, whether it's detached. Bein B'mechubar, whether it's attached. Ben shafak on the mala, whether the knife itself is on top of the animal, fitzada ben lamata, the neck of the animal is below, you're making the shkita, knife up. Ben the opposite, where shafak on the mala, he's shechting from the bottom. Fitzada ben lamala, the animal is hanging upwards, and you're on the bottom, it's shechting upwards. So it's good. In Saman, who does this Mishnah, who does this person go like? The Chulun Le Rebbe, for Le Rebbe Chia doesn't like either of them. E Rebbe Chia, even according to Rebbe Chia, the Mechub, it's only the Yevrit's kosher, not like a Tchila. And here it's Mash from the Tchila, Bein Betolah, Bein Mechub. And E Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe, the Yevrit Namulay. Rebbe says, with Mechub of the Kaka, even with the Yevrit's kosher. Someone says, Namulay, so we have to say Rebbe Chia. So I feel like a Tchila. Could be Rebbe Chia holds, if it's Mechub, even a Chimu, not a Shech with it. And so, why does our Mishnah say, or why are they, why is Rebbe Chiya on Yagi b'diyavid? Rebbe Chiya on Yagi b'diyavid, that Rebbe says, it's mamish posel. Benichnami, it's even posel b'diyavisa. Because Rebbe Chiya, it could be it's even mutlach chila to shech, even though it's mechubah. That's why Miyashu, that price, it says, it's mutlach chila, it's mechubah, goes according to Rebbe Chiya. But then our Mishnah here is shver. And so, the other Mishnah that our Mishnah says, Hashoichit only diyevrim achilu loy man who is amish to go like le rebbe le rebbe chiyah e rebbe chiyah afu le chiyah tell him he has even a chiyah without a shef it's mechubah and he rebbe goes according to rebbe diyevrim rebbe has kosher midi raisa so how can amish just say b'diyevrim is kosher the yolam atay vila rebbe chiyah amish goes according to rebbe chiyah the afu le chiyah even a chiyah without a shef with the mechubah le karka or ma'afnis netoni hashoichit no amish just says hashoichit Rebbe, Amish goes according to Rebbe, that b'diyevet is kosher b'mechubah. Yes, the mechubah is a stira, kosher the Rebbe of the Rebbe, stira and Rebbe. Before we said Rebbe says it's possible, even b'diyevet. And now we're saying Rebbe says it's kosher b'diyevet. Look, kosher. Kam b'mechubah mi'ikrei, kam b'tolos l'mesel chidrei. If this reed was always attached, it was never detached yet, then it's possible b'diyevet. If the stone was never taken out of the mountain yet, then it's possible b'diyevet. That's what our Mishnah says, but the Yevit is kosher, that's where it was once detached. Well, the Sev Chidru, then later they attached it again to the ground. Well, in the Atem, how do we know this? The Shonim, the Mechubah, Mikro, and the Torah of Sev Chidroi, the Tanim learn like this. Ha-Shechit, B'muchni, Shchita, Sekshera. If the Shech was the Muchni, Rasher, it's the Galgol, Shekurim, here, that's part of the mill, the grinder. So Rasher, the Ha-Sakin, Chudu, Lamalo, the sakin is on top. The gugel v'shachat. So it says over there, Hashrech b'muchni shchitosik sheva. The mechub l'karka shchitosik sheva. Even if mechub l'karka feels kosher. Then it says, no yitzakim because you put a knife in the wall, v'shachat v'shchitosik sheva. Or b'ho yitzur yitzim because let's say you have a stone sticking out of the wall, or yitkona olu me'elo v'shachat v'shchitosik psula. It's psula. So it says, k'rimah it says, kashin adobi. Ela shamino, it's a difference. Then the first part of it was